Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. I'm at. I hope it's beautiful where you're at too. But, you know, I wanted to make this little program today because I'm so disgusted with things that are happening in our government. Now, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I am an independent. So, I don't let anybody influence me. I have my own thoughts and ideas, as we all do. We all have our own thoughts and ideas. So, but I wanted to talk about, you know, there's so many people that are in dire need of money, and the government, they've been holding these people, all of us since last year, saying the fourth stimulus was coming. It was promised to it. And people have been waiting and waiting, and they're just dragging us along with little bits of breadcrumbs, just giving us a little bit at a time, but never giving us what they say they have promised to give us. Well, now, you know, I don't understand this. If we don't have any money in our government and we're worried about a shutdown, well, they averted that somehow or other. How can we give money away to other people? Now, I know Ukraine is having a lot of problems, and I agree we should help, but help starts at home first. They should take care of American people. American people should have their fourth stimulus. They should have that $2,000 that was promised that didn't come through. Then take care of home. Then give stuff away. You don't see the other people in these other countries giving away to us. I know they do. They have some kind of big pact that they make where we help this person, they help us. You wash my hand, I'll wash your hand. But they should take care of the American people first. You know, they don't do that. The people in Congress, I'm sorry to say, they sit. They don't know what's going on because what's going on in the outside world does not affect them. They're totally different. Everything, all their needs are met. You don't hear about any of them suffering for food, hunger, clothing, pain, rent. No, they're taken care of for the rest of their life. Now, I don't get this. Okay, now, let me do this first. I'm giving you a host call-in number. If you want a guest call-in, you can call area code 515-605-9746. That's 515-605-9746. Well, I'm just saying, I don't understand why we have no money. I think the reason we have no money is because we give too much away. We gave 14-something, I think it's a million or a billion, I can't remember which was. I think it's 14 million to the American people, but they gave 45 billion to Ukraine. Now, if we can't only give 14 million to the Americans, how can we, and complain about having no money, how can we give 45 billion or a million to Ukraine? I don't understand that. It doesn't wash with me. It doesn't wash with me at all. You're giving away what you say you don't have, but you don't have enough to give the American people, and you just bicker and bicker and can go round and round in a circle over American people. Can, you know, that's too much. This is too much. But when it comes to Ukraine and all those other countries, oh, yeah, sure, you got it. Just give them $45 billion, whatever they need. I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. We should take care of American people first. Like I said, I'm an author, you know, poet, playwright. You know, this is my area. But I look at our American people and how they're suffering, and I love my country. But I'm going to say it honestly with a rubber in my throat, I don't love the people that run our country, from the president on down to those in Congress, the senators, the representatives. They get in that office, and once they get in that office, they forget about us. They want us to put them in. And they promise so much stuff, just put me in office and I'll give you this, I'll do that. And they lie. Like my husband said, as soon as they open up their mouth, they lie. Because they have no intention of doing that. But then when it gets time for the next election, then they start pushing their program again. Oh, I couldn't do it this time because I didn't have this behind me. But now you put me in the next time. I'm like this, three strikes, you're out. I just don't like the way our country is run. I love America, but I don't love the people that run America because they're not what the Constitution said. They're not other people for the people, by the people. By the people, maybe. The people, we put them in office. But when they get in office, they forget about the people. They look at me, myself, and I. Each of them, they're bickering between each other. You know, that's like two little kids you see. They get the truck in the middle of the floor. They're both fighting over it. Who's going to get this truck? That's the way it is in government. Whose bill's going to pass? It's not the people. They're not worrying about the people. Just my bill. worrying about me. I want me to look good up in front of the people. I got to pass my bill. And the other person is thinking the same thing. Where do the people come in? And people don't come in at all. And I think it's terrible. And I think we need to wake up America. Where, you know, I think there's a program called Wake Up America. We need to wake up and put these people out of office that are doing nothing. They sit on their, I'm just going to say it, they sit on their butts. That's why so many of them have wide butts, because they sit and do nothing. They may tell us that they're doing something, but we don't see them doing anything. They get in that seat, that House of Representatives or Senate, whatever it is, and they stay there. And they want to stay there for 4 years or however long they can keep. It's a shame. They need to experience. I think that they need to experience what the American people experience. Let them experience how it is to be poor and worry about where the next meal comes from, how they're going to pay their rent, how they're going to pay their car, how they're going to buy groceries, how they're going to put their kids' clothes on the kids' back and pay their tuition. They don't worry about none of that. That's why they can't, you know, they can't empathize. They can only show sympathy. Well, I feel sorry for you. But a person that has empathy has been where you've been. These people have not sat where we sit. They do not know the hardships that the American people are struggling and going through. And I think it's just really a shame that they just give money away and have none and then talk about the government getting ready to shut down. Well, yeah, I guess if I gave money away like that, I'd be ready to shut down too. But that's what they do. And they complain of the deficit of this and that. Well, stop giving away money. I believe in helping others. Yes, I believe in that, but I think we should help at home first. Take care of our country and the people, the homeless that we have in the street. We have so many soup kitchens because people can't buy food. That's a shame. We're a fluid country. If we're so affluent, how can we let this happen to our people? How can we? How can we let that happen and then give money away to other people so we'll look big and feel pride within ourselves? You know what the Bible says, you know, pride comes before a fall. And that's why America has so much trouble. We have, you know, murders and all kind of stuff, insurrections and all this kind of stuff, because we're not taking care of home. We're not taking care of home. We're taking care of other places. It's good to help others, but you've got to help yourself too. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I can't help but say it. I think like that says, Houston, we have a problem. America, we have a problem. And we put them in office. It's our fault. It's our fault that we're getting exactly what we deserve because we put these people in office believing what they say. The only person that keeps a promise is God. But God says, and one day he's coming. I'm a pastor, so I'm just going to say it. One day he's coming back. It's going to be a different world. And there won't be no vote of who you want in office. You won't be able to pick. He's going to be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, over all. And all this mess is going to quit. But until he comes, we have to wake up. God gives us sense. He gives you sense to realize when you see something's not working, to not just keep doing the same thing again. If a pipe is broke and you keep letting the water come out of it instead of fixing it, then it's your fault. And it's our fault. We put these people in office and they're not doing their job, but they're making the money. They're making the money and they're taken care of. They have fine houses, fine cars. Their kids go through the best school. They don't want for not one thing. But when it comes to us, they sit and haggle and go back and forth. Just give them this little crumb. That's good enough for them. See, what's good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander. If it's good enough for you, for me, it's good enough for you. You try living on what you give us. So that's what I just want to talk about. I think we have a problem in America, and we need to wake up. America's got to wake up and see that what we have, the people in office are not doing their job. All they do is bicker and fuss back and forth, seeing who can be the greatest, who can be the biggest, who can get the bills passed and make themselves look good. I don't like that. I'm not a person. I don't like liars. I've always been like that. Don't lie to me. I remember what Ben Madlock said on a TV show. He'd always tell his clients, don't lie to me, because if you do, that's it. And that's what I am. I watch and I see these people strike one, strike two, strike three, and they're still in office. And so that's our fault. America, we need to wake up. Wake up and get them out. They've been promised us this fourth stimulus. And another thing, whenever the government gives you something, there's so much red tape behind it that people get tired. You go to the office and you fill out so many papers. That's why so many people sit. They say, never mind, I'll just forget it. Because it's a red tape. But when they want to take it from you, they don't wait for no red tape. They pull that out of your check just like that. And I'm not complaining about that. We've got to take care of our country. I see that. But the country needs to take care of us, too. So I'm just saying, you know, we got to wake up and get these people out of office that are doing nothing, that have brought no productivity, have put nothing in our bank account. but have made so much red tape to get anything to, you know, to even, it should not be that you have to go and sit in line for all these hours, fill out all these papers just to get food stamps, and then you may only get $100 or some. And, or else go there and do all that, fill all those papers, and they tell you, oh, you make too much money. How can too much money? People, if you're applying for food stamps, you don't have a lot of money to buy food. So how can they tell you? They add the incomes, you know, the government's got a scale, and they add the incomes together and say, oh, well, this is too much money. This is too much money. So that person can't get, they don't, see, it's not for them because they're not suffering. So they think that, we can just muddle through at anything. So I'm just saying, this is what I wanted to talk about. I just don't think that we are doing right. America, we have a problem. As they said, Houston, we have a problem. America has a problem. We've got to get these people out. We've got to stand and firm to what we believe. I don't mean no insurrections or nothing like that. I don't believe in all that mess because I don't think that really does anything. All the protests, I don't think it does anything. Just makes a mess and makes them more determined not to give us anything. I think we need prayer. We need to prayer and seek God's face and say, Lord, these people are not doing right. Bring the right person who can help us. We need help. America has a problem. Just like that, Houston, we have a problem. We've got a problem. And the problems are sitting up in the White House and in the offices, House of Representatives, Senate. And I'm not going because Biden's president, because like I said, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm saying the problem is in the White House and all that are under him that work with him. And whoever's in that White House, that's where the problem is. I don't care if it was Trump or Obama or Biden, whoever was in that, and they sit in that White House, there's a problem because they're not doing everything for the people. They're in there, and they're glad to be there, and they want to stay there, and they want to look good to the American people and perceive like they're doing something when, in all honesty, they're not doing what they have promised to do. I'm a promise keeper. If I make a promise to you, I'm going to do my 100% best to fulfill that promise. I'm not going to say, well, you know how it is. You know, I'm a Republican and the Democrats are running it, or the Republicans will say, or Democrats say, I'm a Democrat and Republicans are making a mess. It should not be. There should never be a party, Democrats or Republicans, in my book. It should be we the people, other people, for the people. It should be all working for the people, regardless of what they're Democrats or Republicans. So this is my big problem. This is what bothers me. I see so much on YouTube and all these places where they're saying the checks are coming. And then this state's giving this check. That state's giving this. Then some states, oh, no, they're not giving. You got to go and you got to fill out this paper. You got to do this, this, and this before you can get any money at all. Like I said, people get worn out and tired of all of that red tape. Anything with the government, I'm just going to be honest, is red tape. I know because I've been through it. My sister was trying to get her disability. So much red tape. She tried 3 times. And you know what was so sad? When the disability finally came through was on the day that she was on her deathbed and she died. And I had to send the check. It was so sad. All that time, 3 times she tried for disability. The third time she finally got it. And then she died before she could even do anything. So, America, wake up. We have a problem. That's all I want to say. Bye-bye now. This is Pastor Janet. Wake up, America. Bye-bye now.